just 6 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back. It's funny, man. It's funny. You guys are great. Some of you. Just like so, look at this last text. One tweet, Angel. One tweet, and everybody loses their mind. This is the prime time thing. And I said, I'm not going to get into it. I don't need that heat today. And I think when I said that, I was telling myself, maybe I do need that heat today. Maybe I do. Because now we're getting people just using terrible words and phrases. And it's just like, come on. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. This texter from the 970. Did you guys see the MMA fighter call out LeBron? I find it amusing because I cannot stand LeBron or anything Lakers. I didn't see that, Angel. Now, I know LeBron went to the big story around him. Didn't he go to his son's game? He went to a USC game, and he walked in during the national anthem, and he's walking courtside, and he just proceeds to leave his hat on and then sits down in the middle of the national anthem. It's a terrible look. I don't like it. You know me. I've talked about it. I don't like it. But I guess I don't have a lot of energy on it anymore. I thought we did all that stuff already. Are we still doing that? Are we still doing the kneeling thing? He didn't even kneel. He just stood.
He walks in, then he takes his seat, and it's about it.
I guess that's, it's an American thing. It's like, dude, I'm pretty sure he voted for Joe Biden, didn't he?
Probably assume.
Cannot imagine he voted the other way.
No.
Because again, the way he talks politically, he is very left leaning. So his president, the guy he voted for, is the president. So you're not standing for the national anthem when he's the president? You just don't even like the anthem then, maybe. I don't know. So what did this MMA fighter say? Who is this guy?
Colby Covington.
Okay.
He said, quote, "If you hate America so much and you don't like this country that gave you $1 billion, leave it or come deal with me." End quote. Another quote. "You go to China, go to these sweatshops that you employ all these laborers and use these women and pay them pennies on the dollar to make your millions. F you, LeBron James. You're a coward. You're a spineless coward. And you're a B." End quote.
And what's the guy's name?
Colby Covington.
Colby Covington. Let me look him up. He looks like he could beat some people up. Do you think we're making too big a deal about this LeBron thing?
He's one of those people that, whether or not he's actively seeking attention, is going to have attention on him. And rather than focus on Bronny recovering from his heart condition, being able to play, just even play basketball at the college level, makes it about himself.
Like, does he stand during the warm-up? Like, after warm-ups and stuff, and the players come together in the NBA, they all stand in a line during the national anthem. Does he kneel down then?
I don't know.
I
don't watch Lakers games.
I don't watch the beginning of Lakers games like that. I don't even know if they air it. Listen, I'm not a big LeBron fan. Listen, it's not a political thing. I'm a pretty even-keeled, middle-of-the-road guy. So a lot of people with political takes and stuff, it doesn't really bother me that much. I am more of the mindset of, I'm not shut up and dribble, but I am, hey, why don't you play your game and then go on and do something? If you want to go out and be political, start a podcast, start a rally somewhere else, but you're in the uniform right now, so be the guy in the uniform. That's always kind of been my thing. I don't need your political agenda, conservative, liberal, whatever. I don't want it during the game or before. Like, when you're in uniform, I expect it to be what I came here for. I don't need it to be this whole big thing. That's always been my take on it. But LeBron, just the way he goes about his business, the way he goes about preaching to people, I've never liked it. I've never been into it. I don't like the whole books thing. He brings a book that he's reading to a press conference. That is so pretentious. It is so showy. What are you going to do? Read that book during the press conference? No. You're bringing it out there so you can brag about how much you read and how intellectual you are, how much of an intellectual you are. So it's interesting. I didn't think we were in that mode anymore. I didn't think people were really sitting down and kneeling for the national anthem.
No, I mean, but LeBron has to make it about himself, so there you go. He has to show up dressed in all white and make a big deal about getting escorted to his courtside seats and then sitting down while everyone else is standing and looking away from him.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you're doing the anthem? Hey, I'm going to walk in at this point. So everyone's looking at me.
Yeah. He's walking in. He's talking. He's sitting down. And he just sits down. That's just... Now, if I were to say, my mother raised me to stand for the national anthem, is that me calling out LeBron James's mom, or is it me calling out LeBron James?
I wouldn't even put that blame on his mother.
Yeah, right?
That's his own dumb decision.
It's a dumb decision. It's just, again, it's about your son, and you made it about that. That's your fault, LeBron. That's your fault. You decided to take a little political stance and or sit rather than actually... be respectful. You can disagree, agree with the way things happen in America, and there are certainly things worthy of discussion and disagreement. But I just think it's weird. It's like, dude, wait, the guy you voted for is the president. So you're kind of disrespecting him.
You're supposed to fix all this.
That's
why we had the whole no more games on November 4th or whatever, so you can all go vote.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, to me, it's like disrespectful toward the president, which is, I think that was the guy he endorsed. So, whatever. East Side Chris, back in the 70s, oh, it's the cassette thing. Back in the 70s, one used a case as big as a toolbox for your A-tracks.
Were you one of those guys that had the boombox up on your shoulder?
Never.
And like strutting down the street?
No. But I did have, I had a yellow, it was a little miniature guy, little radio, you could put CDs in this one, I think. And I loved that thing. I would play it, put it outside while I was playing basketball, and I'd put the Space Jam album in it.
Of course.
Pretty much pretend I was
Michael Jordan.
Definitely do that. People pull in, coming out of the farm, they're working, and there I am.
There goes that Brady kid. Larry,
look at him go! Look at him airball that three.
That hold boy. A little strange.
It's a little weird. Does he have a headband on?
He's playing against a ghost or something.
That one and a couple of... I think I had the Chicago Bulls. I bought the Chicago Bulls soundtrack when they won the championship in 90. It was the first one back when Jordan came back. Mm. So I was like 9 or 10 years old. And I bought the
96.
Album. Yeah, probably. No, that might have been their last one. I don't remember.
Last one was 98.
98, okay, you're right. It was probably 96. So I bought that album, and it was the soundtrack to that year.
Nice.
A bunch of their different songs. It was good. It was a lot of fun. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Great take. Thank you. I don't appreciate athletes that use their fame in order to promote their agenda. When he talks, I tune out. Yeah, that's more or less how I view it, I guess. With whether I agree or I disagree with you. Because there's a lot of times I have agreed with athletes, but I'm still kind of like, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there.
Same way you could say you don't look at athletes as role models. I don't look at athletes as political activists either.
No, I don't. And they could become that. Maybe they are if you did research and we follow you and you're actually really smart and you're really with it.
We're in completely different tax brackets, societies, social circles. You have no idea.
You have zero clue. No, I'm with you. It drove me nuts. You know, it's just the way I've always said this about politics and sports, Angel, is this. Imagine going to, and again, movies now, or I guess they always have political undertones. A lot of them do. Most of them probably have some kind of political undertone, meaning something to it. A lot of them.
I mean, like,
but
Godzilla was about the atomic bombs in
Japan. Yes, but not all of them are extremely obvious. Mm-hmm. Like Lord of the Rings, I'm sure you can find there are a lot of political things.
Like Invasion of the Body Snatchers was like a thing about communism.
Right. But you can choose not to go there and just enjoy the movie as it is. Elves and dwarves and King Kong and all that
stuff. There are undertones for, if you can pick them up, great.
But imagine if you're watching Lord of the Rings or whatever, and just before the scene starts, a guy turns around and stares at you. You're watching on the big screen and just says, hey, before we get into the scene, every year this is happening. We need to be better about this and fight the good fight. It would take you out of the movie. You'd be out of the movie. So I've always said, sports is no different. Sports and movies are entertainment that we pay for to go watch. And we are paying you as an actor or an athlete to entertain us. Now, you're human. We got to treat you right afterward and all that stuff, right? I agree with that. But I'm not there to hear your political takes. Now, if I go to a political documentary movie and I don't want to hear politics, then that's my own stupid fault. If I go to a comedy show that I know this guy is extremely political in his takes, then I'm going to be ready for that. But if I go to watch a Bulls-Lakers game, I need to see basketball. I don't need to be debating why you did not stand for the national anthem. And then after the game, when I'm watching the post game stuff, I'm arguing with the TV because you're going off about whatever. 17 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by Chevron. Let's take a quick break here. Avs get the big win last night. That was fun. Are the Avs starting to get hot? That was a great first period, bad second period, and then solid third. Took care of Buffalo last night. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Scores, interviews, and more. Preps Rewind with Mike Danson. Saturdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
The Colorado Avalanche won. Nice game last night. They beat Buffalo 5-1, and it was a crazy first period. The Avs had the puck in the Sabres zone so much, and they were shooting at will. And Buffalo didn't have any shots until they got their goal. They didn't have any shots on goal until they scored with like a minute or two left and made it 3-1. Nothing in the second, and then the Avs controlled everything in the third. But it was cool because it was a kind of a welcome home party for Eric Johnson. I thought they did an amazing thing for him and honoring him because he was such a big part of their championship run not that long ago. But good for him. He went out and got a big deal with Buffalo.
Man, he was emotional in the locker room after the game.
He was. Kind of made you think,
come on.
Come on back.
Come on.
Get him back. Get Bruce Brown back for the Nuggets someday. Or
just save Monte Morris from Detroit.
Yeah, let's get him out of there. What's going on there? Are they going to trade him?
I don't know, but it's bad. They've lost, like, what, 20 games?
Yeah. Yeah, it's rough go for Detroit. It was fun. This Avs team, they're kind of where the Nuggets are. It's weird how these two teams tend to mirror each other.
Avs are 5-3-2 in their last 10.
Yeah, they're still kind of trying to get it right. But when they show you these great signs of, man, this is how good this team can be. That comeback that they had, was it against Calgary the other night? Mm-hmm. They scored 3 goals in the third.
Well, they had like a 4-game win streak, then they lost 3 in a row, got a win over the Ducks, lost 2, and now have won 2. So which way does this streak go?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, both these teams, the Avs and the Nuggets, we feel pretty good about them. Obviously, playoff teams, obviously deep playoff teams. Just how far can they go? That's going to be the question.
Well, it feels like they're both in the stage of, all right, we're champs. We're one of those perennial good teams in our league. There's a little bit of pressure, but there's also a little bit of, hey, people aren't really paying attention to us right now. So how good can we be on our own?
Sure. Yeah, no, that's true. How good are both of these teams right now? You know, it's been quiet for the Avs. And for the Nuggets, it's been injuries and ejections that we're talking about. And it's just trying to get ready. This is a weird time of year. You know, this is that we're not in the dog day. Are we in the dog days of the season officially? When's the dog days?
It's like January, February.
So we're approaching the dog days.
Mm-hmm. Like after Christmas, it's like, okay. Now we're like, okay, can we just get to March? Can we just get to April?
Yeah. April is like the final push. You want to get to the All-Star game because it's a break. But then after the All-Star game, you go another month or so. And then you're like, it's now it feels like the dog days. So we're kind of in that mode right now. Nuggets got a big one tonight against Brooklyn.
Yes.
I'm told what we're seeing is that Aaron Gordon and Jamal Murray are both still battling injuries, but they're going to play tonight. Gordon played the other night. Jamal didn't. Is that just Malone not playing them on a back-to-back, probably?
I think that's more of what it is. Give him a day to travel, to rest, to get treatment, playing at home. But this is the start of a three-game home streak, so maybe see these guys a little more consistently, and then you have the big Christmas Day game against the Warriors coming up. Is Draymond playing?
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
I don't know.
Nobody wants to see that on Christmas. That guy kicking dudes in the nards and all that stuff? No.
Cold for Christmas.
Yeah, we don't want to see that on Christmas. Have you liked the NBA campaign they've done here with the action figures playing basketball on the floor?
It's clever.
It's kind of cool.
It's unique. They do a good job with their Christmas games. So.
Yeah. No, Christmas is a big deal in the NBA. Eastside Chris, Brady, one can express their beliefs. You can unknowingly disrespect the procedure of the Star Spangled Banner or become a senator like a Steve Largent. Interpret that, Angel. Take me there.
Steve Largent is a former football player for the Seahawks, seems like, and it was a politician.
Okay. I'm not, Eastside Chris, help me out here. What's the point? One can express their beliefs. They
can. 14 years with the Seahawks. Was also a member of the Republican Party, served in the U.S. House of Representatives for Oklahoma's 1st Congressional District from 1994 to 2002.
Okay. I knew that name.
So are you saying, like, this is an example of a guy that played football, had strong political feelings, and then went into office?
Yeah, so after he was done, he went political. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying? Because that's my thing. Like, I'm not saying you can't be political. You can be. If you're playing basketball, football, and you're a professional athlete, you're an actor, whatever, and you want to be political, great. Take it on yourself to go be educated. I'm not. You go out and you read up on it, you follow the news, and you figure everything out you need to do, talk about it. Great. But I don't need it in the stuff that I'm paying to watch and view. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need it in my football games. I don't really want to see it in my Marvel movies. I know those are political too, but I don't. It's not where I am. Like, I like the show The Boys on Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. Very political.
Oh, yeah.
But
it goes after both sides of it.
But it's so damn entertaining that I put it away, and I also know what I'm getting. I know that it's political. Mm-hmm. And it was advertised as really, you know, it's superheroes, but a morphed version of that.
They're all a-holes.
Yeah, so I know what I'm getting into it. Now, if it becomes too much, then I can just go, yeah, I'm not really digging this anymore. I think I'll stop watching.
I've gotten a little bit into it. Like, Homelander is kind of this Trump-like figure.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Starlight is this more liberal-ish type of
woman
character.
Power kind of deal?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they go up both sides.
They do, and I like that. They attack both sides, which is kind of what
South Park
does.
Don't try to hide their political undertones. It's very out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, you're aware, like you said, you're aware of it. But you're also like, okay, I know I'm watching a fictional TV show.
Right. I can get past some of this stuff. No question. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Okay, Angel, are you really going to make me do this? You really going to make me do this Thursday night special?
What day is it? It's a special day. It's a special night.
It's the 5-8 Chargers and the 5-8 Raiders on the 5-8 Amazon Prime.
Nice.
That's what it feels like. They're
with Dion on there, it should be 4-8. But
Amazon Prime feels like they're a 5-8 football team. It's something that's on, but it ain't very good.
No.
And it's like the backups galore in this game.
I wouldn't consider Aiden O'Connell a backup anymore. You get a few good starts under your belt. You're a starter. You're the starter. Well, I don't know if Aiden is starting tonight. It could be Jimmy G. Could be Brian Hoyer.
Well, we know it's going to be Easton Stick for the Chargers, right?
Yes.
He'll be starting. He's a fifth-round draft pick from 2019. He'll start in the place of Justin Herbert.
I believe he played at Georgia?
I don't know.
He may have been recruited to Georgia at one point.
The Raiders, you're right. It could be Aiden O'Connell or it could be Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, he's from North Dakota State University.
There you go. Let's go, Easton. He did not look good against the Broncos.
Well, he doesn't have a football name. He has a baseball name.
Easton Stick?
Yeah.
That is kind of a baseball name. Is Aiden O'Connell a football name?
That's like a finance guy.
Aiden O'Connell is like a political guy.
Yeah.
Senator Aiden O'Connell. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Garoppolo.
That's a sandwich maker. Pasta guy.
Well,
he's making gabagool for Danny DeVito.
That thing's a weird... Danny DeVito? What's the guy's name? The quarterback? The Giants?
It's not Dan Hill. That's the other guy.
It's
Tommy.
Tommy DeVito, isn't it?
Yes.
He's got the agent.
Mm-hmm.
He's like all...
Mr. Soprano.
Yep. Well, this should be a barn burner. The Raiders are 3-point favorites. Angel, let's hit the Thursday night special coming up next. First, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
I think you're a sorry, low-down S.O.B.
Don't be an idiot.
What?
I said don't be an idiot.
You turn around like a little scalded dog here. You will remember me forever and ever.
But it in me. I don't see nobody. I don't see nobody. Who's stepping in me? I don't see nobody. I don't see nobody. Just with the bees. I don't see nobody, cause there ain't nobody. I say I'm the best, cause ain't nobody.
Chargers, Raiders tonight on Prime Video. 6:15. The Las Vegas Raiders are 5-8. The Los Angeles Chargers are 5-8 as well. All right, so we'll start diving into this thing here. Easton Stick will be starting for the Chargers, starting in the place of Justin Herbert. Herbert's done for the season. And as we talked about earlier, the Raiders could go, they could stay with Aiden O'Connell. Aiden O'Connell, O'Connell Refrigeration. Or they could go back to Jimmy Garoppolo. Now, the Chargers side of things, you got Stick had some moments. He was 13 of 24 last week against the Broncos for 179 yards. Brandon Saley said, our guys have a lot of confidence in Easton. Not so much me, but Easton, for sure. They like him.
I think getting thrown into a game versus having a, albeit short week to get ready, get all the one reps, they have a little bit more confidence going.
Short week, though.
It's a short week.
For him. Brandon Staley, go for it on fourth down, though. You can be sure about that. No matter what happens, Easton Stick's going to have four downs to do it.
Revenge factor from the overtime playoff scenario a few years ago?
Yeah, this was kind of this time 2 years ago, wasn't it? And it was Brandon Staley and the Chargers that kept trying to play when the Raiders were like, dude, if we tie, we both go to the playoffs. But they kept going, and then the Raiders said, fine, screw it. We'll knock you out.
Well, and both teams are 1-2 in their division. Chiefs, of course, 3-1. Broncos, 2-2.
Mm.
So, something there.
It's interesting. I would say the loser is for sure out of the playoffs. The winner is still probably not in. So, if you're the Raiders, and
the Raiders do have a win over the Broncos.
They do. Yeah, they do. This would be a big win for the Raiders.
You're going to have to play them again at the end of the year.
An interim coach, Antonio Pierce. Things have slowed down a little bit for him since he started, but that's kind of how it goes with these interim coaches, right? There's the interim coach magic that you have.
Fall in love with them first couple weeks.
Yep.
You like the change of style, and oh, we got practice squad players on the sidelines.
Yep.
Everyone's a part of my team. Our team is our team.
And then you lost three in a row.
And then you don't get re-signed.
No. You beat the Jets. You beat the Giants. When did McDaniels retire? Get fired? Was it after week 4 or 5?
It was early.
It was pretty early. Austin Eckler. Always kind of root for that guy. Local dude. I just think, I don't know. Ugh. It's going to be a garbage game.
Got some big-time receivers. Keenan Allen, Devontae Adams.
Love Devontae Adams. Love the running backs in this
tight
game.
Tight ends are decent with Everett and Mayer.
Brandon Staley and the Chargers just couldn't get out of their own way. The Raiders, of course, Josh McDaniels did Josh McDanielsy things and just destroyed the organization. But it's both of them have had their issues with quarterback. Justin Herbert was good, but now it's an issue with quarterback for the Chargers. There's no reason the Chargers should be 5-8. They have the talent to be better than that. So tonight, will it be a Chargers win on the road in Viva Las Vegas? Or will the Raiders cover the 3-point spread? I don't even know who's playing quarterback for the Raiders, and I gotta make a choice here. I'm gonna go. I mean, the Raiders, their last three losses, I mean, they lost the Vikings 3-0. 31-17 to the Chiefs, and then 20-13 to the Dolphins. So I have no idea what to expect with these two teams, Angel. With the Chargers, they've lost four out of their last five, and their last win was 6-0 over the Patriots. Could this be like a 3-0 game again? Or what about 3-2?
We get a safety. Last week with Patriots and Steelers,
and it was actually
turned out to be a decent-ish game.
We did. We had a lot of scoring.
A couple of backup quarterbacks.
The over-under tonight is 34.5. You can hit that, right?
I'm thinking maybe 30.
Maybe. That's two touchdowns apiece, essentially. Or, you know, two touchdowns and...
probably a lot of field goals.
I would imagine.
Is it in Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I just don't know. It's like picking two bad things. I couldn't think of it. Let's go Raiders to cover 3.
Hold on to your butts.
This is Las Vegas?
I thought there'd be like casinos and lights and stuff. This isn't very good.
The Raiders!
And you tell them one thing. Just win, baby.
He's in motion. Fake to him. O'Connell. Looking. Throws to the back. It is caught.
Let's go, O'Connell, maybe.
There for the touchdown.
Maybe.
I'm the only one here that knows Las Vegas. Why don't you guys believe me when I tell you the percentage is always with them?
First and 10. True. Oh, he's got Adams. That is a touchdown. What a throw.
My friend, $200 in chips.
Woo-hoo! Big bet for a big man.
You know that blackjack is the only game where a smart player has a mathematical advantage over the house.
Josh Jacobs. Legit
movie right there.
Oh, he's got the big hole. He's into the secondary. They can't get him. You can kiss him goodbye. Touchdown. Touchdown, Raiders.
Well, what you need is a weekend in Las Vegas, the playground of the world.
Murray under pressure. Can't get away and goes down. That would be Max Crosby, one of those havoc creators. And everybody
here. Go Ice Cube, right? Let's go Raiders tonight. Let's get a dub against the Chargers. Cover that 3. I don't know. It's probably going to be 9-3. Raiders win. And we get another Thursday night special. Speaking of dog days, I'm in the dog days of the Thursday night special here. I went on a nice little run, but last week took the wind out of my sails.
I think the prime thing really messed with you.
Yeah.
And all of us, to be fair.
We're all taken out of the flow of this, Angel. Like, it's just weird.
It's not great presentation. You got a lot of talent on your pregame show with Tony G and Fitzpatrick and Sherman, but it's like...
It's not organized well.
The presentation is just goofy.
Yeah, I don't... And Al Michaels just isn't Al Michaels.
Halfway awake. Kirk Herbstreit's worried about college football half the time.
Yep, he's thinking about college football.
He's writing paragraphs to FSU fans on Twitter.
He's doing videos of how it's not his fault, don't blame him, but also, yeah, they were 100% right.
And hanging out with his dog, Ben, and just random spots. Kirk is a lot of things on his plate, and Thursday night's not one of them.
Yeah, that's not... Why would it be? And then Al Michaels, like, he's not even going to do...
No, he's tapped out.
Done, man.
You should have kicked him and Chris off together.
Yeah, just be done. He's over. And I love Al Michaels.
It's great.
He's a great guy. Great broadcaster. But these Thursday night games just don't have the same pop. They're not exciting at all. Mm-mm. It does make you realize how good Al Michaels was when he was not on Prime.
I guess when you're putting the schedule together, you're like, yeah, Chargers, Raiders. That should be a good bet. And then unfortunately, none of these matchups have been great outside of Seattle and Dallas a few weeks ago.
Right. The games have just not been, and that's the thing, like at least if you have good games on a consistent basis. When the Broncos played the Chargers on that Thursday night, that was still when the Broncos were in a bad spot, so it wasn't as cool.
Well, what was interesting about that Seattle-Dallas game was that both teams were coming off of a full week of rest.
Yeah.
Stop putting teams on short weeks and you may get a better product.
Yeah, look at some of these games. Like the Commanders and the Cowboys.
Rivalry, and that's not really a rivalry.
Cowboys
anymore.
Smoked them. Cincinnati and Ravens. Cincinnati Bengals and Baltimore Ravens. Well, that seemed like that would have been a good game.
No Joe Burrow.
Yeah. Carolina Panthers, Chicago Bears. Two young Bucks. Two young quarterbacks.
Nope.
Both bad. Tennessee and Pittsburgh.
Hard nose. Run the football. Defense. With zero quarterback play.
Tampa Bay at Buffalo?
Yeah, Baker Mayfield.
Baker's entertaining still, but Jags and Saints. The Saints thing hasn't worked out. Now, like I said, the Broncos-Chiefs, that was before the Broncos went on their run, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. That wasn't when they won, was it?
That was the first matchup, yeah.
Yeah. It was a good game, but the buildup wasn't there.
Mm-mm.
And then you had the Bears and the Commanders. Terrible. Yeah. Lions and Packers.
Yeah, the Packers weren't that good.
Packers weren't what's hot topic right then.
Mm-mm.
Giants and Niners. The Giants.
What? Stop.
Bad.
It's like one team should not be there.
Vikings and Eagles. That was when the Vikings were kind of, their offense was rolling. He was still going.
Mm.
The Chiefs and the Lions at the start of the season was.
That was.
They've had some, but only like three or four. That have actually been like, oh, these are really good games. So Thursday Night Football has just been awful. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Who do you think is more likely to get traded in the offseason, Bill Belichick or Mike Tomlin?
Oh.
Like, I'm hearing both. Because I don't think the Steelers would fire him.
No. I could see both of them getting traded. I could see Belichick just being, I'm done with this. I'm going to retire. Or he'll end up being a defensive analyst at Alabama somehow, which I'd probably be fine with.
I wonder if he still wants to coach in the NFL. He's just tired. Does he want to prove
the best part of your career with, your quarterback and you had your guy for a long time and then you get thrown Mac Jones and Bailey Zappi and it's, hey, fix him.
Do you want to prove that you can do it without Tom, though? How important is that to Bill Belichick?
You go to Justin Herbert, who's, needs Belichick's not an offensive guy.
Yeah.
That's why he brings in, McDaniels and Patricia that one year to try to figure out an offense. When
sure.
The entire time it was Brady's offense.
And I'll be curious to see where both of those coaches go.
Well, I think they love Tomlin in Pittsburgh.
They do, but.
But he's, never had a losing season until now.
What is their record now? Could they still come out of this?
7-6, so they're still 500.
They can still do this, but Pickett's still out, right?
I mean, they're 3-1 in the division.
Yeah.
They got a chance.
Yeah, they do. And we're talking about maybe he's out, but that's like a big thing. Yeah. It's Tomlin and Belichick. All right, what did we learn? Coming up next is the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Congratulations to Coach Bruce Dick on his induction into the Colorado High School Coaches Association Hall of Fame. Hear the Hall of Famer on KFKA weekdays 10 to 11.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
What did we learn on this 14th day of December? I learned that sometimes you just can't take things too literal. Or too personal. And with Jay Norvell, he told Primetime, I wasn't talking about your family. Dude, be logical. He doesn't know their family. He was not talking about their family. It was an expression. And if you truly deep down think that Jay Norvell was talking about Primetime's mom, you're just looking for trouble. It was an expression that probably could have been said differently, but that it is what it is. And I don't like the fact that Norvell even apologized or tried to clarify his statement. Shake his hands, congrats. I said what I said. I don't care. And walk away.
Yeah, I mean, for CSU fans, do you want your coach to have a little bit of an edge or just be the ho-hum good guy?
I mean, I like him as a good guy. I do. But I also want to say, dude, you don't owe him that. They're going on talking about you. You got Shador in your face here doing the watch thing, a bunch of crap here. No. Congratulations, coach. And if Primetime said something to you, then you fire back. But no.
If you want to be the villain, you got to be the villain.
Yeah. Congratulations. You won. And just move on. You know, because you're already going to take it where you're going to take it. Yeah. So I'm not going to change your mind. You're going to use it to your advantage, to your story. It's a dead documentary. It doesn't work, you know, if they're all buddies at the end of this, Angel. If they build it up in the documentary that Jay Norvell called out Primetime and his mom and how he was raised. And then Norvell apologized and said, dude, I wasn't talking about your family, man. I wouldn't do that. No. You hate my mom. It doesn't work for the documentary if you apologize, okay? Mm-hmm. So please, guys, can we cut that again? Jay, you come in and apologize and say something mean about my mom. Like, it doesn't work for the documentary. Michael Jordan and Isaiah Thomas, like, that doesn't work. They need to hate each other. It's better. We want it. It's juice. But if they all were buddy-buddy at the end of the game and did shake hands, it's not as fun. We can't really make a documentary with that. Angel, what'd you learn?
Yeah, kind of that stuff. I learned Tad Boyle still has a special place for UNC and hopefully a competitive game. They're not overlooking the Bears by any means. I think when you're going against a former protege of yours, you kind of, all right, let's see what the student has learned, if anything. So mm-hmm. Let's see what Steve Smiley's got.
Yeah, Tad's a great guy. Appreciate him jumping on the show here. A lot of Greeley people love them some Tad Boyle, no matter what. So looking forward to that one tomorrow night. It was a fun show. It is Thursday. We will have Rams Weekly coming up at 5 o'clock with Kevin Lytle and myself. And then we'll have Thursday night football. Yeah! We'll have it for you, too. So if you're driving around, I never tell people not to listen to KFKA, so I'm just going to tell you.
If you're driving around a sushi parking lot and wondering where's the happiness,
then it's this game. It's probably going to be the best game of the year. I bet it's going to be 31-28. We have a last-second field goal. Absolute fireworks.
I could see it coming down to a field goal.
Yeah, and fireworks.
You know, Raiders get a last-minute drive because Easton Stick fumbled the ball or something.
Easton Stick and Aiden O'Connell and Jimmy G and all
it's
that.
It's just a running back skill players type of game.
Yeah.
Or a defensive game.
Or either one. Or special teams. Bunch of special team stuff happen. Maybe that's going to be what it is. But we'll have that for you here tonight. Rams Weekly, though. All things Colorado State Rams with Kevin and me coming up at 5 o'clock. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.